We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien with our weekly three and out, three topics that are hot, and we just chat about them. And Jeff, let's start with this. Minnesota no longer is the land of hockey. It's now the land of basketball. Ah, let's get all excited about that.
So yeah, it does seem to be that way. You know, Indiana always gets their reputation for being a basketball state, but you know, from with Minnesota here right now, first of all, you know, the Timberwolves continue to lead the Western Conference with the best record in the Western Conference. Granted, they're hanging on by a thread. I think after the loss to Dallas, I think they're a half game up on Denver. But hey, let's just think about this. The Timberwolves are in first place in the Western Conference, and they have been for quite a while. So, you know, they're going through a tough stretch right now. We'll see how they come out of it. But it's much better than they have in years past, you know.
No doubt about that. And, I mean, I'm not – this whole thing with Anthony Edwards, some of the stories that have come out lately about him, you know, the thing with the accusation by a woman saying that he sent her a check to have an abortion. This is not about abortion. It's about the way he treated this woman, or allegedly treated her. And I'd like to give him a benefit of the doubt, but then what was it last week? He refused to come out of the game when his coach wanted to take him out. And you can't, you know what? He's sort of like screaming prima donna. And they've had that before. They allowed Garnett to get like that too. But Garnett... Yeah. I mean, Garnett was clearly one of the best players in basketball. Edwards is a terrific basketball player, but I don't think he's done enough in his career to warrant the way his behavior is on the court. We'll go with that. Off the court, that's another thing. He just may be a great guy, or maybe he may not be, and we'll leave it at that.
Yep. But, you know, look positive. Rudy Gobert, you know, he gave, what, $50 to every single employee in the organization with a thank you, and they all love him. So, and he's turned around. You know, the first year of that trade, it was looking like another bad Timberwolves trade, but he has definitely stepped up and has become a leader of this team. So, you know, let's just hope. You know, there's with the Vikings season over without going to the playoffs, with the Twins supposedly going to, you know, make that, you know, cost cutting and not making any moves in free agency and saying goodbye to a lot of players. Who knows what their future hold? The Wild, you know, up and down. We need one pro sports team in this town that's doing something. And so maybe it's the Timberwolves right now.
We got one. It's the women's pro hockey team. They had like almost 14,000 fans at the X the other night. So that's a big deal. All right,
let's
move on to the Gophers and the Tommies in basketball.
Yeah, both D1 teams in the state are doing quite well. You know, the Gophers are third in the Big Ten, and they just had a nice road win against Michigan. They're riding a six-game winning streak, as are the Tommies. Tommies have a six-game winning streak and are currently leading their, you know, the Summit League. So both of the D1 teams are doing well. Lots of season left to go. You know, I always say that I think the Tommies will be back in the tournament before the Gophers. This year may put that to the test because, of course, the Tommies can't go yet because of all the postseason bans for all the St. Thomas teams, given the move up to D1. I think this is still year three of that, but they've had some good games, and they're playing good teams. You know, they almost upset Marquette when Marquette was ranked seventh in the country. They opened their season with they hung with Cal. They're not playing, you know, pushover schools. They're playing the big guys, and they're doing okay. So it's nice to see both D1 teams competitive.
You know, I wonder, maybe because I've been saying Ben Johnson was not ready for the job. Maybe he has grown into the job after the, now when it was, what, third season?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it is, you know, he will turn out, because we always thought he was a heck of an assistant and I always felt he needed a veteran coach to work under here in Minnesota, but maybe he's turned it around. I mean, seems like a nice guy. He had a good career here, so for his sake, I hope, and the sake of Gopher fans, I hope it is. It has turned around, and you and I both are. You know, we've known John Tower for years. I think he's a good guy, and certainly a very good coach.
Yep. And with, you know, back to the Gophers, Bob. You know, I take their success a little bit with a grain of salt. If you look at some of the schools they've been playing, You know, other than some of the conference opponents, there hasn't been a lot of. There's been some pretty big victories over some school, some, you know, some less than stellar schools. So
no,
we'll
I get that. But you know what? We're looking for some crumbs here, Jeff.
I know.
To give them a little bit of a tip of the cap, and they did beat Michigan, like you said. All right, now the Johnnies. They mean, that is a team that had a basketball coach almost as long as John Gilardi was the football coach. Not there anymore, but they're leading the MIAC and with having a son at St. John's. Good for them, is what I say.
Yeah, we talked about it before, Bob. That with all the attention that the football program gets up there, the basketball program deserves just as many accolades and attention. And they have been, I've been following them, and they're still undefeated in the MIAC, which I guess it's the MIAC. It's not, you know, with no St. Thomas anymore, it's really not that hard to be undefeated in the MIAC if you're a decent athletic program. But they've been atop the conference the entire season. So, you know, they just like in football, the Johnnies have continued their winning ways through, you know, coaching successions and stuff. Yep. Same thing. Basketball team. So you know, we'll see where they go, but so far it's looking good for the Johnnies this year.
Absolutely. Now I'm gonna, you know what, it's the last Vikings Monday of this season and the first of 2024, but where are you on Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah? I talked earlier to Dave Bialki. I'm not saying that they should dump them. I did say that maybe I wouldn't blame the Wilfs if they made a phone call after tonight's national championship game and got to Jim Harbaugh's people and said, hey, just curious, you still interested? And see what comes back as an answer. Because this still would be a plum job if you had a quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm still out on O'Connell. I'm crazy. I don't know. I mean, he's one of these stats guys. These metrics guys, and I'm not really crazy about what that's done with the Twins. So we'll see if that applies in football. But, you know, to me, and this is going to be a big off season for them, and the big question mark is, of course, Cousins. And they're going to have to commit to probably extend Justin Jefferson. And with the Vikings, you know, it used to be the Vikings had a handle on the salary cap stuff and could make it work. But it just seems like there's so many key positions that end up getting short shrift because of these big contracts that they've had to dole out.
Well, there's big ones still. I mean, Cousins aside, Justin Jefferson needs a new deal. Christian Darrisaw needs a new deal. What are you going to do with Danielle Hunter, who had a terrific season? Maybe, you know, one of his, if not his best season of his career. And I don't think you want to let him go. And you got to do better in the draft than you've been doing. Jordan Addison, to me, was a no-brainer. At that spot, anyone would have said, we got to get another receiver, and we got to get this guy. Because it was the run of, what, three great receivers that went. So that wasn't that hard. He's had horrible – I'm talking about Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. His first two drafts have been abysmal, other than Addison. And Ivan Pace Jr. was a rookie free agent. So that – you know, that wasn't even a draft pick. They just outbid some teams for him. So I haven't been impressed with him at all. And frankly, I've been impressed by O'Connell. Because, yes, last year, but last year he came in to a situation, you know, we wanted to – maybe people wanted to, oh, I want to play – he's not that great a play caller. He had Justin Jefferson, and then they picked up – Hockenson, I will say that. That was a good pickup in midseason.
Yeah.
But I'm just not – I'm not blown away by him.
And also, Bob, remember they were riddled with injuries this year. I mean, yes, you can use every team has injuries, but when you lose your starting quarterback, then you've had Jefferson out for a stretch of games. Hockenson ends up going out, and that one's concerning because we don't know what his status is for the beginning of next year, right? They had got hit by injuries to key players more so than they've had in past. But sometimes, you know, you just have to, the problem with the Vikings is they always sort of kind of hover right around average or slightly above average. They never have that season. You know, you used to talk about the Les Steckel error right? Well, the left tackle error resulted in drafting Chris Dolman, who was a Hall of Famer, right? They don't have those years enough where, my opinion, where they just go into the tank, right? They have to have a few years where they just stink and get some good draft picks. And they haven't had that for a long time. And yet Jordan Addison was a no-brainer, but I think they're scheduled, they're slated to be 11th.
They pick. Are 11th. Yep, 11th pick.
Yeah. So hopefully they can do something with that. Hopefully they don't screw it up like the time. I think they're the 11th. I think Christian Ponder might have been 11th pick. Hopefully they don't screw that up and do that again. But,
Jeff, we'll see. All right. Jeff O'Brien, thank you so much. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.